Anyway, good morning.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison,
then you think you're going to die.
Call 1-800-222-1222.
It's so cheery.
Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take.
Anyway, this is National Poison Control Week and Prevention Week. And with us is Amy Hanoian Fontana, who, you know, I just love this tune. That's one of my favorites.
Call the Poison Control Center hotline. Yeah. We're here for you night or day.
And Ms. Fontana is a community education specialist, Connecticut Poison Control Center. I love the jingle, but it's a serious topic. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Love the jingle, too.
I do, too. And you know, I've heard this thing about 2 million times, and I still sometimes can't remember the number. So, once again, 1-800-222-1222.
That's right. It'll connect you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to a poison specialist who is a doctor, nurse, or pharmacist who will help you right away if you have a poisoning.
How many cases of poisoning do we have every year, Amy?
Well, you know, nationally we have 2.5 million cases of poisoning
every
year. But in Connecticut, we have about 90 calls a day just on poisoning, just in Connecticut.
And what are the most common? Is it, you know, some people, will they call you up and say, oh, okay, I accidentally, you know, I was washing the something or other with bleach and I accidentally licked my fingers. I mean, how many of these are serious and real poisonings?
Certainly, you know, it really ranges. I have to tell you, you know, most kids under six make up the majority of poison exposure calls to the poison center. But, you know, they tend to make out really well. They tend to take a lick, a taste, or a touch of something, and that's it. And then we get really serious poisonings with prescription opioids or, you know, someone trying to harm themselves or whatnot, and we have to send those poisonings into the hospital, obviously. But we want you to know that the poison center is not just for kids, but it's also for adults.
Absolutely.
You make a mistake with your own medication or take your spouse's medication, and we get all kinds of calls.
Amy, let's say, for example, you're on a prescription medication and you have an adverse reaction. Now, should people call you?
You can call if you have an adverse reaction. That's okay. You can also call your pharmacist or your doctor and let them know about it as well. But certainly, if you're worried about it, yes, you can call the poison center, and then we can give you some information on whether that reaction is related to the medication or perhaps something totally separate.
So as I think I can you know, determine from what you've been talking about. A lot of it's kids and just, you know, and first of all, please have childproof latches, you know, under the sink. God knows what's in there. There's probably stuff that you don't even know is there. So, you know, make sure you childproof your kitchen and bathroom, I would say, and other places. I think the other thing you have to do really, Amy, is, for example, and this goes more into the area of abuse, but if you have prescription medications, you need to put those in a secure place as well, I would think, especially if there are young people around.
Absolutely. You want to, we like to say, layer the protection, you know, so you want to reseal the prescription bottles or the medication bottles or the household cleaning bottles of cleaning products or chemicals. You want to lock those things up and then keep them out of sight and out of reach. So all those layers together are going to protect your loved ones at home.
Hey, Amy, when they're, you know, now that you go to the grocery store or any place, you know, and you're buying household cleaners and such, a lot of them say, okay, well, this one's green, you know. And I guess the impression is that, well, that should be safer, but I suppose those can be a problem as well.
Anything can be poison, even water. Chocolate can be poison, coffee can be poison, anything. So, you know, just because it's green, it could be perhaps safer for the environment, but it could still be a problem. People shouldn't be lulled into thinking that a green cleaning product is a safer product or a non-poisonous product for a human.
Amy, what are the most common forms and most common types of poisonings you hear about?
Well, certainly the most common is medications, and when I say medications, I use that broadly, meaning prescription, over-the-counter, herbals, natural supplements, vitamins, that encompasses that whole world of medications. But we also see a lot of exposures to personal products like shampoo, deodorant, conditioner, toothpaste, cosmetics like lipstick.
Oh, my God. How does lipstick work as a potential poison?
Well, just imagine a 2-year-old rummaging through mom's purse in the back of the car, and you can see how, you know, a hot pink lipstick could get half bitten off by the 2-year-old who's, you know, just trying to entertain himself.
Oh, my. There's nothing funny about it. What am I laughing about? But, oh, my God, the story. There must be a million stories over there.
There certainly are. Some of the good ones are, you know, we get super glue. People will super glue their eyelids shut, super glue their lips shut, super glue other things. I'll let you use your imagination.
Yeah. All right. 8 million stories in the Naked City. What can I tell you? And each and every one of them is absolutely unique. Once again, I mean, the thing is, you know, try and prevent it if at all possible. But if it does happen, then just simply call the number. You're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the number is?
The number is 1-800-222-1222. And you'll get a non-judgmental professional health care provider who will give you some great information on your poisoning or your overdose.
Well, this will be excellent. Amy, thank you very much for your help, and thanks for being on.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, there you go. So it's National Poison Control, National Poison Prevention Week. So okay, don't poison yourself this week. All right, just be careful, please.
Huh?
Just
lipstick. Well, it looks like Laffy Taffy. You know, you just it looks pretty good, and it's a nice pink color. This must be strawberry or cherry, but it's not.